question is asked, the Gabel Chod Shabbat, is it permissible to make ice cubes on Shabbat, which means you have the old style trays, if you still know what we're talking about, the old ice trays over there, and today everything's automatic, so I mean, the old timers notice. So you take the tray and you fill it up with the water, and you want to put it in the freezer in order to make ice on Shabbat. Is it a problem? There's a big machloket on this. Chaim Palachi wanted to say that it's asur because it's like making a cheese. You're making a cheese, it's a liquid, and then you're forming it and you're making it a solid. So therefore, by taking the ice and you're putting it in the freezer, you're also making it a solid. And there's many poskim that wanted to be osir for that reason. However, Chamavadya holds a little differently. Chamavadya says that first of all, the cheese case is a little different because there you're doing it biyadayim. There you're actually doing it with your hands to make it one. However, over here it's happening by itself. You're just putting it in the freezer and it's considered, at worst, it's considered a gerama. And also not analogous to the cheesecake, because the cheesecake, it stays. It stays for Yamim Rabim. And therefore, more considered to be boneh, as you build something. It's consistent. It stays. However, ice, at worst, it's binyan arai. Over, because obviously when you take it out, it's going to melt, and anything you do is going to be undone. So therefore, la halakha chamavadya is mekel in order to make ice in the ice trays on Shabbat. Vechen halakha. Again, la halakha be permissible to make the ice in the ice trays. So the she'ela is, after you took it out, and you use, let's say, 3 or 4 pieces of ice, now you want to put the ice tray back in the freezer. What's the question with that? So the question over here is, maybe it's not considered hachana. I'm preparing now for the weekday. I'm finished. I don't need any more ice for Shabbat. Can I put it back? Because maybe considered preparing. When it comes to preparing for the weekday, there's a very important rule you have to remember. The rule is, it's not considered preparing unless you're doing it in order to save time. For example, if I'm making the beds now in order to save time, usually I will save time after Shabbat instead of making them. Or cleaning dishes on Shabbat that I'm not allowed to clean because it's already hachana, because I'm saving time after Shabbat. Where in this case, you're not putting it back in the freezer to save time. You're putting it back in the freezer, otherwise it's going to melt. It's going to get ruined. They were not gozer hachana in a case where the item is going to get ruined. You're just doing it to preserve the item. For example, certain kelim, if they're out in the sun, halakha says you're allowed to bring them inside, even though you're not using them. What do you mean? How could you bring them inside? How could you bring them inside on Shabbat? You don't need to use them. And halakha says, since if you're going to leave them outside, they're going to get ruined, so you can bring them inside. So you see that so long as you're concerned about the item getting ruined or getting spoiled, whatever it is, so therefore it would be permissible. That's why it's permissible to put the food back in the fridge there on Shabbat after you finish eating, or put the stuff back into the freezer, and the ice cubes would be the same. It's not considered hakana. You're just doing it not to save time. You're doing it so the item doesn't get ruined. So therefore the halakha, in both cases, permissible to make it, and it would be permissible also to put it back.